Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are back in the building once again with the greatest man alive. This is the Band of Brothers radio show, and I'm back. I'm in the building as always. It's the architect in the building. If you ever hear a show and I'm not on here, either the best thing in life has ever happened because somebody can fill in for me, or the worst thing has happened because we have nobody to run the show. I don't know which one it is, but nonetheless, I am here. I am in the building with the fellas, the legends of radio. They are here. Well, some of them at least. Let's go around the table and see who we get. Bro, you're back, man. What's going on? The Love Doctor is in the building.
Love is in the room, baby. Oh, yeah. Dim the lights.
It's a bunch dim of the lights. Here. I don't know if we want to dim the lights, but I appreciate the concept. I appreciate the sentiment. We needed your knowledge last week, man. And after I go around this table, we're going to get into that. But we needed your knowledge to school these brothers on how to handle marital situations in bedroom and all that other stuff, because these brothers need some help. And ironically, the two that are not here are the ones that needed the help the most. So we're gonna get back to you for some advice on that. But before we do, we got the Maverick in the building. Fashion Maverick, what's going on today?
Not much, man. I'm good.
You good?
All the way good.
I said I was gonna start the Periscope up, and I promise you, next week I'm gonna get our Periscope up and running so you guys can see what the Fashion Maverick has on each week. Because he's the coldest brother alive when it comes to coming to record in studio. All the rest of us, you know, I might have on my church gear. I might have on sweatpants and t-shirt. It just depends on where I'm coming from. Not the Mav. He comes in fresh to death every single time he comes in the building, man. We appreciate you for it, man. You want to break down your outfit, what you got on, Mike? You want to give him a little teaser over the radio? Tell him what you're rocking, what you're working with today?
I don't know, man. I got on a black leather shirt.
But it's ostrich.
Yeah, it is. It actually is.
With an ostrich patch on there. You know what I'm saying?
Who else is doing that? Ain't nobody else rocking ostrich on the shirt.
Right.
Well, they match the car seats. I mean,
exactly. What? It's nothing on another level you ain't ever even thought about.
With some, I guess they some ripped up skinny jeans.
He went back to the old days, the stonewashed jeans.
Stonewashed.
He ain't seen them since the 80s, man.
Like gray, right. You know what I'm saying? Then I got on some old school Reebok pumps. They like some black tops, you know what I'm saying? Like from early 90s.
He went Zoolander with the shirt, short ass with the jeans, and D Brown with the Reebok pumps, man. Can't nobody change the game up like that, man. Only the
master. Jordash.
Jordash, man.
I think that's Bugle Boy.
Yeah, it is. Bugle Boy. You're right. And speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a guest in the building today. The Love Doctor brought in his baby brother slash protege slash Romeo in training, however you want to look at it. We got Maverick. You know Josh the Maverick. Yeah. We have another Josh in the building. Josh Alexander, man. How you feeling today, man?
I'm feeling good. Right? It's good to be here among some positive brothers. Let's get the show popping, man.
Positive brothers. I'm glad you said that. You ready to learn the ropes from some married men? Hopefully we can inspire you to join the club, you know?
Hey. I got some knowledge.
You got some knowledge? Okay, oh, yeah. We'll see.
He been a part of the club before.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of those in here. Yeah. We got a lot of veterans, if you will, you know, of war. You know, been in the trenches and then came out, and now, you know, they're veterans now. They're not active duty. So it's good to know. Maybe you can join the club again. You can re-enlist.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Active.
Yeah, we on active duty. You know. We on the front lines, man.
Sometimes you know. We be reserved.
Right. You know, we might enter battle and never come back, man. You never know when you're in this line of work, if you will. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the topics. Like I said, Love Dr. Rowe, we needed you last week, man. We ended the show on an interesting topic. We were talking about balancing our lives, family, faith, sex, all kind of other stuff. Just all the stuff you deal with in a day-to-day life that you're trying to balance. And trying to figure it out how to best get the best results that you're looking for, if you will. So towards the end of the show, we started talking about handling our wives in the bedroom. So, you know, I gave them a little tidbit of what goes on in one of our scenarios that played out in our house, where basically, long story short, my wife came in, I rushed her, and I wasn't quite prepared because I got stuck watching the game, so I wasn't in my outfit yet. But once she went to the bathroom to get herself prepared, I said I had on my jungle suit. Well, it wasn't actually a jungle suit. It was just some snake skins. But nonetheless, you know, a big old debate broke out. Yeah, exactly. You know, a big old debate broke out on whether, if you will, a man should be going that far as to impress our wife. So, you know, I kind of, you know, was defending my side of the case, saying, hey, man, you got to switch it up. You got to do different things to keep your wife happy. Mav eventually came on board. We had a guest in that day as well. He eventually came on board. I convinced them. But the other two Banda brothers basically said, all I need is some Timberlands and some naked skin, and that should be good enough for my woman. And I needed you so bad, and hopefully you're on my side, because if you're not, I'm going to have to reevaluate life to help me understand. Does the man need to bring some type of excitement to the table, to the marriage bedroom, i.e. role playing, different outfits, different things to spice things up? Because one of your cohorts, Mr. I'm Just Saying, basically said, the lingerie and the dressing up stuff is for the woman. All I need to do is show up. I need your advice on that, man, because I can't agree with that. I need you to clear this up.
I think the man should at least make an attempt to express some romance in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
I mean, showing up in Timberlands and butt naked, I mean, that ain't all that romantic. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
You ain't about to stuff the yard or stuff the hole in it or something. You know,
so quickie.
Right. You know? And somebody mentioned that on the show, and I'm like, okay, that's acceptable for a quickie. Yeah. I can give you that. I can dig it. That's cool. But if this is your everyday go-to thing all the time, that's you like, might have an issue on your hand.
Yeah. That's like eating chicken every day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you get tired of it.
Right.
Or at least she does. And I was thinking, it's funny, I was thinking, I'm like, for those brothers inside the studio that was with us, and for the many brothers that I'm pretty sure are on their side, if you have a wife that doesn't complain about you doing that, you have a keeper. You have an awesome wife, because she's willing to put up with your nonsense and keep you feeling like you the man and not tell you the truth. Because there ain't no way in the world she's sitting there satisfied with you coming with Tim's and nakedness all the time. Like, that's the business.
But you think about the moments when you was trying to woo her.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled more than one rabbit out the bag.
Yeah,
I hope you did.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so as the relationship goes on, she wants to see that continuation of what you did before. I hear a lot of women say, he was romantic in the beginning, but now you're in the middle of your relationship. You know what I'm saying? You want to stay, keep it fresh.
Because
mm-hmm. whatever you do in the beginning, you want to continue in the middle, or it's going to come to a point where it's going to end.
Right.
It may end on the wrong foot. That rabbit foot gonna get cut off. Yep. Right. Ain't no more right. rabbit in the bag.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The show is over.
So let me ask you brothers a question. I'm gonna play devil's advocate for the sake of the people that's not here. I'm gonna try to be the voice for them in this situation. So you said you're supposed to pull out multiple tricks and multiple rabbits out the bag or whatever. What if you only brought the Tims from the beginning and that's all you brought? You fell in love with the Tim Thug, you fell in love with Tupac, and now we 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years in, and you want more than Tupac, but that's all I gave you in the beginning. Should you accept that, or should they expect more out of you?
It all depends on the relationship, because sometimes you may try something different, and she may think, well, who are you thinking about?
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You know, so you got to be careful on how you approach things. You got to have a sit down and say, look, baby, let's try this, or mm-hmm. do something special on a special occasion.
Okay.
Don't come home after the club and do something tricky or funny or funky. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. you're going to think, oh, okay, somebody else on his mind. That's why he's doing this stuff to me.
Is that acceptable, though? I'm coming home to you, but I'm potentially thinking about somebody else. I done visited Josh's, the Mavericks, Thinkagram account, and, you know, something to spark my excitement.
Right.
But I'm coming home to you to give it all to you.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Lay it down, but then you get your butt up in the morning, you cook her breakfast.
And that resolves everything?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. So what you think? Let's ask the veteran, you know, the war vet, his opinion.
Said, yeah, war vet.
Is that acceptable? If I'm being faithful, I'm being, wow, I can't even think of the word. The word is infidelity when you're cheating.
Right.
What's the word? I'm being faithful. I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, faithful.
Being faithful. But I'm thinking about somebody else, and that's what gets me motivated in the bedroom. Is that okay?
No, that's not okay. Because to me, that's like an emotional attachment to someone else. So pretty much cheating to me.
Okay.
You know, so I feel like if I have to go in the bedroom and to get started up with my old lady, I have to think about another woman, I may as well be with that woman.
But I'm giving you I'm knocking it out the park every time I come in. I mean, you shivering, you shaking afterwards, but my motivation was somewhere else. Fair foul.
I guess if you can't love the one that you want to be with, you love the one you with. Nah, but nah, that's not acceptable,
not
man.
Acceptable. Okay.
Nah.
But the thing is with that, only person know is you and your conscience. You know,
that is true.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
if you never reveal it, they never know.
Yeah. Nah, I still don't agree with that. Okay. Yeah.
It's just you're going to know on the inside that you're
if you're the kind of person who can live like that, I mean, that's fine. But I wouldn't want my old lady thinking about Tom, Dick, or Harry, and we getting it on, you know.
She giving you the best loving you ever had. Guess you climbing up the walls. You going to be mad about that?
Even with my toes curled up, I feel like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to see how everybody feel about it. I mean, these situations come up, you know what I'm saying?
That's like mentally and emotionally cheating. You might as well go be with that person. You know what I mean?
So is it a case that you feel like they maybe eventually, whether it's even years down the line, might pursue their thoughts instead of you?
I guess only time would tell that, you know. But anything is possible, you know.
Okay.
So,
you know, I watched the movie. What was it? Hall Pass. They call it the highlight reel.
Right.
You think about somebody else, but you're getting it on with your lady.
Yeah.
It's funny. So, Mav, where you at, man? What you think? Can you? I know you say when you're looking at all this stickergram, after you done, the only thing that's on your mind is your wife. But just for hypothetical purposes, is it fair or foul to think about somebody else, but go home and put it down with your wife?
To me, it's a difference if you actually in the bedroom thinking about somebody else. Like, if you banging her and you thinking about another woman, then that's foul. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, but, you know, I mean, some eye candy, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because we're going to look at different women. When we in Walmart, we're going to look at different women walking down the street, period.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, but when you get in a bedroom, nah. I mean, I'm not about to be thinking about nobody that I saw on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Or saw, you know what I'm saying, inside Walmart or nothing like that. But I mean, a couple glimpses when I'm walking down the street, I'm definitely gonna have some eye candy.
I'm thinking, like, for me in the past, I would be at the strip club and I'd be like, you know what, I need to get to the house,
right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
all this you know, visual attention is, you know, causing my flesh to rise,
stimulating.
Yeah, so it's like I gotta get to the house where I can let the rise fall.
Yeah.
See, that's my thing. Yeah. That's where I'm trying to, you know, find the lines, if there is lines, or the lines blurred, because something enticed you. And I mean, to your point, you got the strip club back in the day, you got just walking down the street. I can get both of them. You see stuff that you like. I mean, you're human, that's gonna happen. But the point being, something stimulated you for you to have to go respond to it.
Yeah.
So essentially, to a certain degree, I mean, at least with Mav's point, it's nothing wrong with seeing other things, because you're gonna see other things that catch your eye. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But is it something wrong with something caught your eye so much to the point where you on fire now? You gotta quench this fire, so you go home and handle your business and quench this fire?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if we looking at the other woman and we like her, I mean, that's like, you know, that is getting us aroused, and it should make you want to go home and, you know what I'm saying, lay it down.
But
not thinking about that woman in the bedroom.
But that was provoked by somebody else, though. It wasn't like you was thinking about your wife, like, ooh, I got to get home because I was thinking about my wife. You saw that booty jiggling down aisle 5, and now you want to release the tension.
I mean, if you heterosexual, I mean, you should like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Preach.
That's supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So it's just something natural that's supposed to happen.
So somehow, somewhere, you got to turn off your mind and say, okay, now I'm in here with my wife. I ain't thinking about nothing else but her.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's what's up. Well,
I wish we had a woman in here to see what she had to say.
I really do. That would be nice. Maybe we can get them to comment on the conversation room and tell us how they feel about it.
I heard about some women, they go see 50 Shades of Grey.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They pass out popcorn. They're like, well, where the condoms at? You know what I'm saying? Right. They want to come home and, you know,
or you know what another one saw. You know what another one was?
That Double X movie.
Double X, the Magic Mike.
And Chocolate City.
Chocolate City. But back in the day, Teddy Pendergrass, when he was rocking and doing his thing, they were saying, he was saying, you know, he had these big old concerts and it'd be like 90-95% women. Mm-hmm. It'd be a couple dudes there. So I guess one of the dudes made a comment like, you know, dag, I'm here, but you know, they all here for Teddy Pendergrass. They want him. And he was basically like, I can't take them all home.
Right.
I got them all warmed up and ready for you.
Yeah.
So now it's easy access for you.
Yeah.
So point being, they think about Teddy, but they settling for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you take that as a slight or do you take advantage of it? I mean, how do you look at that?
I mean, I look at it as if we rocky right now in the relationship and we go to a Teddy P concert, and he stirred up for me, I'd be like, good looking, bro. You know?
Right.
But now, if everything is all good and, you know, we riding back home and she just like, ooh, Teddy P, Teddy P. I'm going to be looking at her like, yo. Like, yo, you need to chill out right now. So, I mean, because, you know, even women, I think, you know, you as a male, you may have like a TV crush or a Hollywood crush.
I was about to ask about that.
Ooh, that's my baby. I mean, I've been in a situation. Oh, really? Is it like that? And I'm just like, come on, man. You know I ain't going to never see her for real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how the way the female I was dating at the time looked at it, that could be another woman walking in the mall, walking down the street in Chuck E. Cheese. At, oh, yeah, wow, you know. Wow. I mean, so.
So, is that okay for your girl to do? Because I know my wife has several phases of crushes. It started off when we first met Mekhi Phifer, and then it was some Columbus Short. I think she's still on him, but it was him at one point. Then Michael Ealy. Now everybody on this Idris Elba kick, which I just said something about that this morning before I get to my point. Like, Idris Elba been out for a minute, and everybody knew who he was.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, everybody on Idris Elba. Like, what is this? I mean, it's kind of corny. It's like everybody just trying to follow a trend. But anyway, my wife got all these different crushes, and I don't see it to be a big deal. I mean, do you find that a problem if your woman has a celebrity crush? Especially if she anything like mine, like every time they see him, like they about to have a heart attack when they see him on the TV. Like, is that a problem for you?
Well, as long as it's not a problem when I have a crush.
Okay.
I don't want to hear nothing. So,
I feel it.
You know, we are in a relationship and I am in the lead, but at the same time, it can kind of go however you want it to go. So, if you want to have crushes, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for me to have a crush. I don't want to hear nothing.
Okay.
Because I ain't said nothing about your crush. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it got to be fair. It can't just be a one-way street.
So fair exchange is not robbery, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my thing is, your crush can't be your screensaver, your ringtone.
Yeah. That's too
they
far.
They
can
have
right
a poster up in the bedroom, like on the ceiling. Like, when you.
Like, why I got to wear his cologne? I don't even like his cologne.
Right.
Okay, so it's a limit. It's a cut.
Why don't you get his haircut like that?
Right.
I mean, no, I don't want my haircut.
What?
He got tattoos. Why don't you get tattoos like him? Get the same tattoo. No.
It's like an obsession. That ain't a crush.
Right.
You trying to clone me.
You trying to change me.
Yeah. That's okay. That's what's up. So, what do you think? Can your wife have a. Because I know you got one. Carrie Washington, your thing. So, can your wife have a man crush, celebrity man crush?
Yeah. She got man celebrity crushes, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she act out a little bit like normal women do, like, ooh, ooh, and stuff like that, you know? So, I just learned just to do the same thing.
Okay.
You know, when I see a woman, you know? I just learned, I'll be like, woo, wee.
Now, you said see a woman. You talking about a woman on TV or a woman down the street?
No, I'm talking about. Like, say a movie come on.
I'm about to say a movie come on
with Idris Elba, you know. And then I just might see some random light-skinned woman or something like that, and then I just get her back like, ooh-wee, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, just to mess with her.
Gotcha.
Like, for me, sometimes I take it to a different level, you know. Pay LaBelle come on TV, I just push her out the way. Let me get to my woman. You know, I guess that crazy way. You know, get out the room. I got to talk to her.
Patti LaBelle, is that like a legit example?
Yeah, man.
I thought Janet was yours.
Hey.
Yeah, we all
49 and a half and up, baby. I love it.
Patti back in the day was actually my crush when I first saw her poster when I was like 13. Well, no, I was like 6, I mean. But yeah, nowadays Patti, yeah, she Grandma Patti now. I still love her. I still
Grandma
appreciate
Patti.
Her work, but
baking cakes and pies.
Yeah, she didn't cross the threshold now. She a little too old.
She's still good in my book.
I feel it. So without further ado, let's go ahead and move on to some other things. Yeah, I think I'm gonna bounce it to Ro first, cause when Mav's trying to take it, yeah, we might have to end the show strong with that one. But yeah, the Love Doctor's in the building. And he wants to talk to us about love languages. What you got for us, man?
Yes. I mean, far as men, married, single, we all have some type of language or some type of game. That
game, that's what I'm going
to
say.
You know, we try to possess the woman with, as far as trying to capture them with our words. Because the Bible talks about that a man's words is like smoother than butter if you got that type of game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So a lot of times we have a language, but within men, we already know that our main language is to get her to be subdued by what we say so that we can get to that ultimate touch. And a lot of times we try to go straight for that touch and she ain't ready for it yet.
Mm-hmm.
She wants you to express more of yourself before she lets you touch her. That's if she's not a thought or a Sarah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they be like, well, touch me, baby.
Yeah, because nowadays right. it's a little too
yeah.
easy.
Yeah, nowadays it's like, well, we're on a date. You could touch right now, Ashley. I mean, we in the car. Yeah. So you got to be careful who you date. And man, we know within ourselves, truthfully, if this the one, you know, like I said before on a previous show, she may do it like a 10, but she ain't the one.
Okay.
That is the truth.
She may look like a 10, but she ain't the one. Mm-hmm. And we know that within ourselves, but we play this game. But with this love language, it's like you got to know. And a woman should know, well, he's spending time with me, and I'm on my cycle. He must like me.
Mm-hmm. That is
you know,
true.
Because yeah. you're on your cycle, yeah. I'm actually rejecting your calls.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? If I'm not really serious with you, you know what I'm saying? I'm knowing your texts when you're on your cycle if I ain't serious about you. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because subconsciously I thought about that, but I've never thought about it at the forefront. Like, I actually did that, and that's why I'm married now. So. That's real. So what else you got for us, man? We listening. I'm trying to.
And so I think men, women, they like quality time. Yeah. You know,
most definitely.
We talk about balance and you know all these different things, but a lot of times, you know, when you look at what God created Adam. He looked at it and said, you know what? He needed Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had quality time with God, but he had to make sure he had some quality time with Eve. And women love quality time. You know, he gets to sit and, you know, watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't always got to touch and rub something, man.
Yeah.
You know,
even talking about before you married, right?
Hey.
Because I'm copping the field every time you walk past now. I like to do that.
Let me get that squeeze.
Right? I'm 9 years in. I still need to get the feel in. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I'm still a 10-year-old boy. You just first time. You know, I got to give me a feel.
Every man on earth want to touch something.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. So it's just, we just got to know when to touch.
Right. Even if you're married?
Yeah, even if you're married.
Man.
Yeah.
My wife don't like to hear that, but I don't agree, but go ahead.
I think it's the ways. I mean, because I believe that sometimes women don't want to be touched, you know, from whatever stresses they have throughout the day. So I think you have to know where to touch them and how to touch them.
I'm gonna say, but maybe my hands
like,
could alleviate.
I mean,
pain.
She may not want her booty rub, but she could use a good head massage,
okay.
or a good back rub.
I can do
just rubbing her feet. It doesn't have to be sexual all the time, but it's just like. Dang, baby, you've been on your feet all day. Let me rub those.
Or, right.
Man, you just look so stressed out. Let me give you a nice head rub.
Okay.
All
right.
You know,
I can dig it.
But, man, they got to, you know, practice on yourself first before you go squeezing down on your lady.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Ah, that hurt.
You don't want to be trying to hurt her, you know. But I believe that you can touch. You know, it's just in what ways. And you got to know, like my brother said, you know, Dr. Love said, you know, and you got to know when.
So let me ask you this. You doing all this touching and gratifying her, you being there for her, you being just the ultimate husband or boyfriend or whatever. Are you expecting something in return after all the touching? Or are you going to get this intense back rub for 30 minutes and be like, it's all about you, baby. I don't want nothing out of this.
Well, I'm a firm believer. I don't expect it because I'm a firm believer and you reap what you sow.
So you expect it then?
No, that's just how the law of seed and harvest.
Right.
So if I put it out, I'm gonna get it back. So I don't feel like I don't. It's not like, my intent is not. I'm gonna rub her head so I can get this. Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like if she's that one for me, she already know. It'll just happen. You know.
Go ahead. What you got to say, man?
No, I'm sorry. That's all good. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm digging it. Yeah.
But you always hear how a woman say. You know, I know you. A lot of times, if you repeatedly do the same thing over and over, it gets boring to a woman.
Okay.
And so she can pick up, okay, he about to do this and that because he want me to do this. And that gets really boring.
You get her hand real while she laying on your lap. It's like,
okay.
You know,
it's Wednesday, so he going to rub my feet.
Right.
You know, because he thinking I'm going to do this. And guess what? I'm going to wear tennis shoes all day, so my feet going to be good. By the time he get home, I have my feet soaked. You can't be consistent with the same boring routine. You got to change it up. You know what I'm saying?
You hear that, other brothers that's not here? Change it up. You can't do the same thing over and over.
You know, paint her toenails. You know, it's wintertime. You know, it may look jacked up because your paint job look raggedy. You know what I'm saying? But do something nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get her a glass of wine. Rub her shoulders.
I can dig it. So let me ask you this, Josh.
Why is she on her cycle?
Yeah.
True.
Oh, most definitely show love on the cycle.
You cuddle while they on their cycle?
Yes.
Why not?
I didn't hear anything over there from the man.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. I mean, it's not like she's on a plague or something.
Yeah. It ain't like she got leprosy. You know?
So let me ask you this. You said the law of seed to harvest. You know, you reap what you sow. Law of reciprocity, all that good stuff.
Right.
So you sowing, but you ain't getting nothing back. How you feeling about that?
How I feel about that? Well, I feel like this. I'm just going to be real with you. I'm not married.
Okay.
So it's like me as a single man, you know, I can choose who I want to date. You know, I mean, I ain't going to out here be no player, but if I don't get it from her, maybe I get it from the next woman I decide to date. You know what I mean?
Right.
So whatever you do is going to always come back.
So you're not going to get it back. You're not necessarily saying you're going to get it back from that person that you're rubbing, but you're going to get it back.
Yeah.
Some way or another. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Some married men have that same mentality, you know, where if my wife can't get it, there's five women on the job that want to cook me lunch or take me to lunch.
Fair or foul to go to lunch with somebody on your job?
I guess it depends on what's on the menu.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Salmon. Okay.
It's sushi on the menu. It's good to go to lunch?
It depends if the food is aphrodisiac or not.
So you're talking about actual food. So you can go for Fridays, but you can't go for oysters.
I think it depends on the law of attraction with the person. So I believe that if you physically attracted, okay, that's cool. But now if you having like if you at the copy machine and your heart starts skipping beats when you see this person, you probably shouldn't be going to lunch with that person. Or if you driving home from work and you thinking about this person, you probably shouldn't be having lunch with that person, because now you opening the door for something to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So what do you do? Okay, we're talking about, you know, the office crush. So you ain't going out to lunch or anything like that, but you got a strong crush on this person at your job. Mm. How you handle that, man?
Am I married or single?
Let's go with married, because I want to see. We trying to get a married brother's advice, because you know you can kind of freelance when you're single. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
married. How do you handle that? Let's go to the man first. I'm gonna come back to you, Josh. How do you handle that? You got somebody, she fine as ever, boy. But I'm sure I gotta see her every day because I gotta come to work. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm just not gonna talk to her, for real. You know what I'm saying?
She coming up to, she's real sweet, she nice, she likes to talk to you every day, check and see how you doing. You ain't about to give her the cold show.
That's not gonna happen with me, man.
What you mean?
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, as in, she coming up to me all the time, eventually I'm gonna get broke down. You know what I'm saying?
So you gonna give in?
I mean, I'm just saying, a beautiful woman coming up to you, that's a lot of temptation, man.
So basically, you said you never had a fine woman.
I've never had nobody coming up to me. That's what I'm saying. Like, coming up to me that often. I'm like, man.
I pray that you never do if you're going
to
break down.
That's never happened to me, man. Wow, I don't want to get put in that situation. God knows not to put me in that situation. He know. You know what I'm saying?
He know how much you can bear, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ain't going to put too much on me that I can bear.
Nah, she too fine.
That's what I'm saying. Coming up to me like that, nah, man. I'm going to end up breaking down. Like, you got a number.
And where you going after that?
You said what I'm with.
What you gonna do after you get the number?
Man, you know what it is after that.
Go to lunch. Go to Friday.
I've never been in that situation. I'm not trying to get in that situation.
So go ahead.
I'm not trying to get in that situation.
Where you at? What you do when you got an office crush?
All right. Well, I'm divorced. I'll share that. Office crush. I never had an office crush, but I've had a woman approaching me plenty of times. So how did I play that? Oh, we can talk on the phone. Let's do it. Okay. And so
this is why you were married?
Yes, sir. Okay. While I was in the military. And when the woman called me, you know, we talked and everything. However, when I got home, I told my wife about the whole situation. I said, this young lady is gonna call me, but she's gonna talk to us too. And we're gonna see how she feel about that.
So that's something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, the lady was like, what, boy, you on something else? You tripping. Like, you want me to talk to you and your wife? Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that'd be kind of weird, but hey, you got to do what you got
to
do.
I mean, but it was just like to let her know, like, I mean, you can reject a woman all day, but when you're a married man, a lot of women who are single, they want to have something that they really can't have. So it's like, It's a challenge for them. Oh, I'm going to get him. Yeah, I don't see him talking to nobody. Yeah. And he on the straight and narrow. You know, they want to be your Delilah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So me and my ex-wife, we had this thing where if somebody wanted to talk to her, that's cool. Here go my number, but the number would be to my cell phone. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And I'll talk to him. Oh, you want to take my wife out? That's cool. You got to take out the whole family, though. If your pocket's that deep, let's do it, bro.
Right.
Nah, man. They on some other stuff, you know, and it just shaded out real quick. You know what I mean?
Oh, you cool to even do that. I'm shutting that down immediately. Because my boy burned it. And if he try to pursue you again, let me know. I'll be up at your
chair. Yeah, so, I mean, I feel like if you just kind of come at people with a different, if you give them something different, they'll, you know, they'll shy away, man. You know, because like that happened before, and the guy was like, I can take your wife out. And I was like, yeah, man, you can. I said, but,
I don't
you
even
know,
like the way you phrased that.
I said, but it's me. I said, and it's for kids. So you got to take us all out, bro.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't knowing that. Yeah.
I can take your wife. How dare somebody come up to me talking about how I can take your wife?
Yeah.
Man, I might be in jail right now.
Yeah.
But, bro, man, what you do with the office crush, man? How you handle that?
Dealing with the office crush, whether you single, engaged for 16 years, married, you know.
Right, common right. law.
You know. You just got to be careful on how you approach it because there's so many different, I'm going to say, sexual harassment laws you don't want to get yourself involved in. Because sometimes you can reject somebody. They can go to HR and say, he tried to approach me.
Right, right.
You lose your job. Your wife, well, what's going on?
Yeah,
right.
Yep. Or your girl, like, what's going on? Well, I got this sexual harassment case going on at the job. What? What's going on? So it's important that when something does happen and you are in a committed, faithful relationship with your wife or your significant other, that you let them you let that person know instantly when it happens. Right. You don't want to wait 3 months. Well, this girl was crushing on me or this man was crushing on me. You know, things like that.
Right.
And then they get all exposed and it's like, well, you had something to do with it because you was leading them on, not telling them no. You know, I don't want you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, even at work, you know, you try to have a pleasant atmosphere, but sometimes that traction that you get at work that you don't get at home can be dangerous.
Oh, very dangerous.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel it.
My hair looked good to him, but my husband never complimented on my hair. And I changed the style 5 times. I've changed my weave every 3 days.
Yeah.
He don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's important. Men, look at the weave.
Pay attention to detail, fellas.
And when you see it, when you notice it, say something. Not just, you told me you were going to the beauty salon, and I dropped you off there, and I picked you up there, so I know you got your hair done. No, you actually need to say that, oh, baby, your hair looks nice. I see it. I acknowledge it. It's beautiful. I love what you're doing, what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. So anyway, speaking of, let's just do a survey here. Anybody ever going on an office lunch date by chance?
No.
I sit at the same cafeteria table. You know, but not, you know, per se, went outside of the building on a lunch date. No.
Okay. No, I haven't done that.
But I was single, though.
Okay. I wasn't going to ask any more questions because that one could have got a little tricky, but I'm glad to know you were single when you did that. That's good to know. So, what else you got for us, man? Any other love languages? I mean,
it's quality time. Then you have to affirm your woman that you are faithful to her. Because think about it. She always has this one thing on her mind. This is how I got him. It's dangerous when she stole you from somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
that's
And so she always had this mindset. I may lose him just the way I got him. So she got to keep doing different things. You got to keep affirming her, look, I'm with you. But if you have those same characteristics on how she stole you from somebody else, and then she act real weird. So you got to be careful on how you approach a relationship and be consistent as a man on what you do.
Yep.
Dig it.
Because a woman never forgets anything, even though we forget sometimes. That's why we got phones.
That's true.
Especially if you're talking about the love doctor, you forget everything. Hey, we're going up to the office at about 5:00. Okay, I'll be there. Bro, where you at? Oh man, I had to run and get.
Now you got 7 kids. You forget a lot of stuff. Sometimes I change a pamper, and I just forget that I want to live. Like, dude, what's going on? Even it's kids be eating.
Right.
I agree with that. So, what do you do if you in that situation, that relationship where your creek move became your main line? And now she's suspicious of everything you do because she got you on the sneak tip, and now everything you do is raising red flags for her. How you handle that?
Well, if you're dealing with a psychopathic woman,
which pretty much all of them, but go ahead.
You got to call them and let them know where you at. I mean, it may sound crazy, but
yeah,
you gotta do that. Or say, baby, whatever you need to do, you could put a tracking device on my phone, on my car, whatever you need to do. It doesn't matter because I'm coming back home to you. You just gotta let them know that and just go about your daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
And let them act crazy and do the things they wanna do. And you just come home and do what you gotta do. And eventually they'd be like, oh, he's really for real about me. Because, I mean, for a man, we about action. We ain't got time to be into that drama and explaining stuff.
Sure.
A man ain't want to explain where he been at. He just want to come home from work and relax.
Yeah, that's right.
And get you in the bed.
True.
That's right.
Because he got stressed at the job. He didn't want to come home and have the same stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And try to explain, well, you was 20 minutes home from late work. Where you been at? I stopped by the store.
Get your receipt.
To pick up some eggs and some meat so y'all can eat.
But you ain't bring no bags in. So what's the problem?
I got a pack of gum.
So, I mean, you think you could ever subdue, tame, whatever word you want to use for the chick that got you from another woman and then became the main line, but she overly suspicious. Do you think you can actually calm her down and make her trust you?
I would say, yeah, over the process of time. I mean, you have to keep, you know, reassuring her that, you know, she's the one, you know.
So you think, and I'm going to throw it over here to Josh, you actually think that you can give her peace of mind knowing that, or convince her that you won't leave the same way that she got you? You can convince her of that?
Yeah. If the thing is, within yourself as a man, if you know she stole me from somebody else, but the person she stole me from, I wasn't really committed to that person.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like it was a hard steal. It was an easy steal.
Right. Yeah.
You stole third base. Okay. Because the pitcher wasn't looking.
Right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I got away with it. Now with the one I want to be with, they take it on home. And I'm going to stay home. Mm-hmm. We're going to win. I'm on the winning side. We winning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Game over. Right. Game over. Playbook over. Championship.
So what you say, Josh, man? What do you do with that chick?
Me, I am a patient person, but it's only going to be so much craziness I can take. You know, I have taken a lot of craziness.
We all have. You like women, you've taken some craziness, for sure.
But as far as, you know, me keep on confirming to her that, you know, you're the only one I'm rocking with, you know, it's only so much I can do. I'm continue to be me, and like Dr. Love said, you know, just do what you have to do, come home, still do you. But at the end of the day, you know, she has to know that in her heart and in her mind through the actions that I'm showing her. Because I can tell her stuff all day. But, you know, if I'm giving her every area access of area of my life, like, yo, you can have my Facebook password. You can have my email password. You can have this and that. And you still on some. But nah, I know it's still somebody else. I'm sorry, sweetie. You, I can't do it. You need deliverance. You got some issues.
Yeah.
And no matter, I'm not going to kill myself trying to keep proving to you that I'm just rocking with you, because that's too much energy when you can be loving me the same way.
I can dig it.
And so it'll be another woman out there who accept me for who I am and won't have those type of trust issues and things like that. And I think that's part of just a woman guilty conscience as well. She know what she did was wrong.
Right, right.
And now you want to be like, oh, what if it happened to me? That's just her, part of her guilty conscience, I believe, as well.
Yeah, that's that reaping what you sow.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you said you giving out passwords. I agree with giving out the passwords, but I have a real big problem with you actually using them. I don't have an issue with
it. I can dig it, yeah.
Well,
I give them to you just to show you there's nothing to hide.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm going to be kind of salty if you're going through my stuff using my password. Even though there's nothing to hide.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So, without further ado, let's move on to the last topic of the day. A big one, an interesting one. I'm going to let the Maverick break it down since it was brought to his attention. Something about the undefiled marriage bed? You want to explain to us? Maybe we didn't have the right grasp on it or something?
Oh, pretty much. Man, between a husband and wife, what's acceptable in the bedroom? And I was speaking to somebody, and they was brought up in the church, and they were saying that whatever you and your husband or whatever you and your wife agree upon, y'all can do. I mean, y'all can bring a another dude in the bedroom, or y'all can bring another woman in the bedroom. But whatever y'all agree upon, that's acceptable unto God.
So you basically telling me you got the right to do anything you want to with whoever you want to, long as it's okay with the other half.
That's what they said. That's what they said. That's how they was brought up in the church.
Because I pretty much
and
heard,
this is Pentecostal, I mean.
Right. Yeah. You said it was a Church of God in Christ, which is very mm-hmm. interesting to me. But, hey, that's something. I'll say that. Definitely something. But I've heard similar stories to that, but not based out of the church, if you will. But I've heard about people giving their spouses hall passes. Matter of fact, I just saw one recently. I can't think of the reality show star's name, but they give their husband 8 hall passes a year.
Huh? Oh, man.
He can step out 8 times a year. So technically, by the rules that you just explained, it's nothing wrong with it. It's not cheating, because by those rules that you just explained, if I say you can have 8 hall passes, it's all good.
But no, not stepping out, y'all can bring in.
I mean, what's the difference? If y'all agree, what if y'all agree with it?
This is how they was brought up. What I'm saying is, long as they agree upon, you know, bringing in this person or that couple coming in, not nobody singly stepping out.
See, I find that tricky, and I'm gonna bring it to the pastor, the love doctor, in a second. Go ahead, Josh. Go ahead. I'll let you get your thought out.
So to me, that's, if people do that, that's on them. That's cool, but it can be very dangerous as well.
Right.
Real life situation. I have a Navy buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. You know, they decide to swing.
Right, right.
You know, he had the female come in, and then she has a dude come in. Mm-hmm. The dude lay it down better than him. And Now he's in the situation where, you know, oh, man, she's sleeping with him behind my back. It's only supposed to be when I know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you open Pandora's box.
Exactly.
I get it.
So, you know, I don't think that people, when you just do that, it just opened the door to so many other things.
That's,
you know?
Right.
Oh, I mean, because you never know who this person slept with before. They may have a spirit of lesbian in them, or, you know, being gay. And you just opening yourself to all that. So I think that's why it's a very dangerous thing, physically and spiritually as well.
But see, and that's what I was going to get to. I mean, there's so many different caveats or different snares that you walk into. So, okay, you say, Let's go by their rules, hypothetically. You can bring in whoever you want. So is it still fair game if she bring in a dude that she want to sleep with, and you get enticed by this dude and you want to sleep with him? Is that still fair game? Now we got a homosexual relationship going on. Is that fair? I mean, this is the stuff that can happen. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I mean, I don't agree with it. You did. I'm just bringing it to the table so We can clear it up. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, we're going to clear it up. Or like you said, what happens? Does it all of a sudden become cheating where we swing you get with his chick, I get with his girl, and now he put it down so well that you want to get with him all the time.
Yeah.
You let him in and said it was okay, but now is it not okay if I'm going behind your back on the low to sleep with him? I mean, I already slept
with him.
That's
right.
I mean, What's the difference? You was there when it happened.
Yeah.
You saw what was going on. Now I'm just doing it without your permission. Is it not fair anymore all of a sudden?
You're right.
Help us out, Pastor. What you think, man?
Let's put it like this. A covenant, you know, my definition of that is, it's an agreement between two people, two parties. And what they agree upon in that relationship is their agreement. But to bring a third party in breaks that covenant agreement.
You're right.
Because
You started the agreement with only two.
Okay.
Two binding people in that contract. A third party is a violation to the original agreement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think that, you know, portion is unacceptable.
Makes sense to me.
All right.
So what did you tell these people when you talked to them?
I mean... I was just listening to the stuff. I'm like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to sit there and just argue. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, this the way that has been instilled in her for forever.
You know, I ain't sure this is the whole church, and she's just trying to blame this on the church. It sounds kind of weird to me. It sounds kind of.
It seemed like she was trying to recruit.
I was about to say the same thing.
Maybe.
I was thinking, when he first said that, when he was sitting right here next to me, and I was just like, she recruiting.
Maybe.
She you know going fishing.
Yeah.
See where your mind and your head at.
I mean, I ain't want to get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I said I was going to put it up on a radio show to see, you know what I'm saying, what's the real, you know?
Well, make sure that person listen. Cause,
yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't be trying to recruit the Maverick, man. This is the Band of Brothers radio show. The band being a wedding band.
Oh, I told her. Yeah, I told exactly what it meant. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Crazy. And I don't really think that a church would actually teach
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. That sounds kind of weird.
I'm thinking the person took something the wrong way. Because a lot of times we can hear something and hear it the wrong way. That's why you got to go to Sunday school and Bible class. You just can't.
I mean, but.
Because he could have been like, and the Lord said, and she gets misconstrued everything in her mind. Yeah. And, oh, I can have two and three men now.
The organ was too loud.
Yeah, something was going on in the service where she. Something went wrong.
Right. Or it could be a case they know Maverick go to church, so I'm going to use this church angle to try and justify it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely play on that.
Yeah.
But speaking of people trying to recruit or go fishing, if you will, y'all ever had that situation where, you know, you married, or we're going to go back to your married days, and somebody kind of scouting you, like, they know you married, but they kind of like, hey, I'm going to just kind of put some feelers out here, and if you bite, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know, you ever had that situation?
Man, I'm going to tell you, when I was single, before I got married, I mean, I used to get play. But when I put that ring on, man, I got, the play was, it was so crazy. And I'm just like, do you not see this ring?
Yes, I see it. That's
on my hand. You know, so, man, you just got to 86 all of it, man. You know, just reject it all. If you know that, you know, you have the good one and you married, and, you know, why jeopardize what you really want for something that you really just, what, going to spend a couple of minutes with? You know, so.
Where you at, man?
Man, this was a few years back, man. I'm at the job, and I was trying to go to straight and narrow, you know what I'm saying, like walking that boy like, not look at no women, you know what I'm saying? Like, not, man, just straight up wedding ring on and everything. And, man, this one cold, I'm talking, she was the coldest in my whole job. Mm-hmm. And, like, all the dudes.
She wasn't the office course, was she?
No, okay. All the dudes in there gave her so much play, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I was the dude who didn't give her no play at all.
Right.
And she was so used to getting play, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always go to lunch. We go to lunch at the same time. She sit at the table with like two other girls. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I sit down, get to eating my lunches. And my lunch, it was always home cooked. So she'd be looking over like, you know what I'm saying? See the ring up on my finger. See my meal always home cooked.
And a nice Rubbermaid Tupperware.
You know, and then she'd just be saying stuff. You know what I'm saying? Your food smell good, I bet. She at home, you know what I'm saying, cooking for you and doing this, that, and the other, blah, blah, you know, just throwing in stuff. But I pretty much, man, just kept on just ignoring her, you know what I'm saying? And one day I needed a ride home.
Okay.
Something happened at the job.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then I think our electricity went out. Mm-hmm. And I needed a ride home, and she ended up taking me home. But on the way riding home, as soon as I got inside the car, she said, man, something about, I bet I can give you some good head or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Yeah, she said something like that, man. And then I'm like, ooh, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, sheesh. You know, I'm like, man, scratching my head and stuff, man. And then I just, I kind of just blocked it, man. Like, not even said nothing back to her. You know what I'm saying? And
you know, that's a very effective move. That's the one I've learned to use in my arsenal. Playing dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Sexual
yeah.
innuendos come. I act like I completely miss what you said. Because to give them any other reaction is just going to leave the door wide open. Even if you flat out say, no, I'm a married man. I'm not going to do that. That means nothing to them.
She was a real forward chick, too. Like, she had a mouth on her, like. She'd say whatever she wanted to say out the side of her neck. She was real for it. I'm talking, as soon as I got inside the car, we turned the corner. She just came out with it. I'm like, sheesh.
Ratchetness.
Yeah, I mean, but she was cold. You'll fall for it, man.
So how many milliseconds did it take you to stop thinking about taking this opportunity and say no?
Man, no. I mean, I said it pretty fast, you know. I mean,
My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes.
I mean,
the way you describe it, and you in the car, which leads to my next question. I'm gonna give it over here to the love doctor. Is it okay to take a ride home from the female coworker?
You better get in the back seat, boy.
Get in the trunk.
Cause that's dangerous. That's a dangerous
one.
Yeah,
it is.
Taking a ride from a female coworker and giving a ride. Cause I had that happen to me before. I was still in the dating phase with my now wife. And there was a chick at the job. You know, I'm a nice guy. I didn't think too much of it. I'm about to get off. And, you know, in hindsight, you know, hindsight being 2020, after I reflected on it, I saw what happened. But at the time, I didn't. She was already mapping out when I was going to get off and was standing at the door. So, you know, I'm going to leave at the door. Yeah. She's like, you about to get off? Yeah, whatever. I'm about to get off. Can you give me a ride home? Yeah. Sure, why not? I'm getting off. I'm going that way. What's the big deal?
Right.
So, you know, now mind you, I'm riding my wife's car. It was a like a fuchsia color, almost pink neon. It's all decked out with women's stuff all on everything. I think she had a Betty Boop wheel cover. So it was a girl car, but I'm riding in it. So she get in the car. So I guess, you know, in hindsight, after I hear the story played out, she saw that I had the female stuff in there. No big deal, ride her home. So I get her to her apartment, you know, pull up. All right, you there, have a nice day. So she kind of sat there like, you ain't going to ask to come up? And I'm like, all right, you know, I got to get on by my business. You know, you go ahead and do your thing. So, you know, I end up leaving. So, I didn't think anything of it at the time. Shortly after, my wife my girlfriend at the time started working at the job, and she was friends with somebody else that was friends with the girl. So she got the whole breakdown. So she's like, I tried to talk to James or whatever. He gave me a ride home. And it was kind of weird at first, because I got in the car and there was a whole bunch of girl stuff in the car. So, you know, I ain't say nothing. So he drive me to my house and he get me home, and he ain't asked to come up or nothing. I was kind of like, what's going on here? So I'm like, on one end, I'm like, makes sense, but on the other end, I'm like, dang, I thought this was just a sincere ride home. I didn't know you was trying to plot to get me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta watch out for the setup, man. I don't know about the riding with the opposite sex coworkers. That can be tricky, man. It can be real tricky.
I ain't doing it, man.
You ain't doing it no more?
Nah, man.
So what happened when she dropped you off?
She just dropped me off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just grabbed my stuff and then I just got out, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause I would have got in deep with her, man.
Yeah,
she was cold. I mean, for real, man.
So how did the interactions go after that day between you and her?
I mean, she still said a little small things, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I guess she kind of knew I was just trying to stay on the straight and narrow, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
good deal. You ever take any rides home from opposite sex co-worker, love doctor?
Oh no, sir. RTA. Public transportation.
I mean, you next to everybody.
what if it's like bitter cold outside, and you know that, you know, you on that weekend bus that take like an hour to come, and she volunteering her services?
I never had a situation like that. You know, I always had my own car, so I mean, I guess never had that experience. You know, so I can't really speak on that. But as far as, you know, being married, my thing is, you know, in the beginning, you took this commitment as a man. Because this make it so real.
Mm-hmm.
When a man gets married, he said, baby, I want to marry you. He gave you that ring. He got in his mindset, I want to make this work. Well, he should in the beginning.
Right.
But he got to deal with his past when he say, I do. After he say, I do, there's still some of his past that's lingering. And it's a process for that past to get broken off of him.
Right.
And so he's fighting and fighting and fighting. So it's important that the woman don't give him extra drama with his past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for me, I didn't really have a past in the open.
Right,
it was
right,
in
right.
the secret. So it's easy for me to just bury it. Right. You know,
right.
bury it.
Yeah. Right.
Because I didn't broadcast my stuff.
Right.
You know, I didn't put it on Facebook, but Facebook went out.
I'm about to say it at the time, but gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty low key with mine. So it's easy just to, you know what I'm saying? You know, I can't hang out in Solon no more.
Right,
that's where
right.
she stay. So
right.
now I got to start only hanging in specific areas in Cleveland, and I know I will never see that person again. You right. know what I'm saying? Like that.
But are you 100% positive that you will never see this person again?
Yeah, because then, I think so.
Might see him in heaven.
Yeah. Standing behind on a day of judgment.
Right.
So what happens? Before we get ready to close out the show, what happens if you say you bury all of your dirt under the rug because you didn't broadcast it? What if you ever having one of those late night conversations with your wife and she just start asking all these probing questions? You answering them or you brushing them off?
You know, I have this thing where, baby, I don't remember because it's under the blood. It's under the blood. Jesus paid it all. I don't remember nothing. It's in the season.
So you feel you have that out that you don't have to tell about what happened in the past.
Mrs. I always say this to my wife. Whatever happened before I said I do doesn't matter. Because right. When I said I do, that means I only do to you now. So from this point forward, we building our future. I can't pull back and look at my past. Because Paul said, I'm pressing toward the mark of the prize. And, oh, I'm sorry. Right. I'm not looking back no more.
Right.
It's me and you going forward, baby. And let's continue to go forward.
That's right.
So you on the same page then, huh? You, Mav, you ain't revealing the past?
I mean, I done told my wife I done been out there. You know what I'm saying? So
just a vague reference, but no explicit details. Like I said, like just put it out. I've been out there with a lot of people, but you ain't going to details about episodes or nothing like that.
Yeah, I ain't really going details like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she still wanted to go forth with the marriage. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you told her before, but y'all ain't had no conversations like during the marriage, like, so what did you do this time during that? Or have you ever done this before? You ever had that question? No. Have you ever done this before?
No.
With anybody else?
Not really. I mean, like, normal stuff. Like, you know, have you ever, you know, eat the booty and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? You know? I mean, okay. But not nothing crazy.
I don't even want to know your answer on that one. That's so, without further ado, let's go ahead and do a round table, wrap it up. Any final thoughts before we close this show out? What's on your mind, Josh? Did you enjoy yourself while you was here?
Oh, yes. Good. I really did. Got some good laughs. Got some good insight. And hopefully what we talked about today was able to help somebody who's listening.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoy having you. Hopefully you can come back in some capacity or form. We appreciate having
no
you.
No doubt.
Any closing thoughts before we move around this table? You got anything else you want to say or get off your chest?
No, I'm good.
You good. All right, let's go over to the Mav. What you got for us, Mav?
No, man. Everything was good today. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah, don't be bringing no extra women in your bedroom, man. That person was inaccurate with their information.
Yeah. I know they was, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sitting there like, man, seriously? This what you was taught? I'm just like, I'm scratching my head like, oh, okay.
So before I move on to Romeo, this person that you were talking to, have they ever did these things that they were saying was okay to do?
Well, I mean, I didn't like ask her, like, did she do it with her husband, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just like something she told me, like, that happened like a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
That she actually tried this stuff, like bringing people from the outside in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Ro, you got any closing thoughts? What you got for us, man?
Man, you got two sets of eyes, two eyes, two ears, two lips. A covenant is just with two. That's it, man. That's
covenant
two.
With two. I like the covenant way you said that.
Covenant with two. You got two cheeks.
Two cheeks, okay. the philosophy and the principle is two.
Man, two.
I get it. That makes sense, man. We might need to bring some of these people with these weird stories on the radio station in order for us to vet them and see where their head is at. But that'll be another issue for another day. So go ahead, Ro. You think you can handle it? You think you can close us out? Give the lovely listening audience all of the appropriate radio plugs and spots so we can get on up out of here?
All right, people. When you want to check us out, you go to csceradio.caster.fm, or you can check us out also at cultureshockerentertainment.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Culture Shock Entertainment. And also for our Twitter followers, we are on Culture Shock ENT.
So you mean to tell me you can do that like that with no effort? No issue. Y'all been having me do this the whole time?
Sometimes, you know, you just got to, you know, spin the bottle and see where it lands.
We'll be spinning the bottle your way more often than not. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Band of Brothers Radio Show. We appreciate you guys for listening. Make sure you hit up all the plugs and spot that the Love Doctor, the Pastor, Mr. Romeo has just told you about. Also, if you want to help us program the show, feel free to hit us up on Facebook at our Facebook group, CSC Radio's Conversation Room. Come up with a topic, discuss on a topic that's already posted. Who knows, if it gets hot enough, we might add it on to the show. It's all up to you and how you participate. Once again, this has been the Band of Brothers Radio Show. Feel free to listen to us every Thursday at 8 o'clock on CSC Radio. We love you. We appreciate you. And until next time, we are out.